Stone. I'm here in the Julie Lynn Lair yet again, and we're continuing our discussion with Ash Hollywood and Samantha Bentley. I'm so happy you guys are here again.
Good to have you. And me and everyone else.
I want to discuss pubic hair today. Pubic hair in everyday life and in porn. So
what do you have?
I'm a fan of having the bush, but like trimming and keeping the edges clean.
Describe your bush to me. I want to hear it.
It's really beautiful, and it's actually there. It's not non-existent, which I'm totally fan of. I'm a fan of the bush.
Yeah, I like to show people that I hit puberty.
Yeah. I think that's like one of my biggest issues is I don't know if guys want women to shave their pussy because they want them to look like little girls, or if it's because they want it to be clean, or if it's a matter of like aesthetics. Like, I'm not sure
all the what above? It is.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's all the above.
I think
but
it's when above. I started out in this industry, I was one of those girls that shaved all the time because I couldn't stand pubic hair. I didn't like it poking out of my panties, my bathing suit, anything.
Did we first shoot? Did you have
same.
Any?
I didn't have any hair when he first shot me. Right. And then I slowly evolved into a landing strip. And then I just thought that looked stupid. And then it somehow went into this little like pubic Hitler stash. And that just wasn't okay because I'm too Aryan for that. And now I have this neatly little trimmed like upside down triangle.
That's what I have. But I also, for the longest time, well, actually, since I grew any pubic hair, I used to shave it all off. And my boyfriend, who I've been with since I was 16, has always been like, I like it when your pussy's bald, blah, blah, blah. Like, so I grow now when he's on tour, I'm allowed to grow a little bit of pubic hair.
That's too funny.
Did you ever ask him though why he liked you to have it bald? I mean, I think
because I look like a little girl.
Yeah, I mean
that's the thing.
That's what scares me.
He doesn't like. I mean, if I only have like the little triangle.
Oh, don't be afraid. One of the biggest niches in porn is the young girl niche.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, every guy has a fantasy of a young girl, but I date and fuck a lot of European men, and all the time, if I shave it bald, they're like, "What did you do? Why would you do that?" And like, I'm sorry, I didn't have a choice. They just took a mold of my pussy today and I had to. But for me, I have the triangle because I feel that it's pointing to the clit, which you should not fucking ignore.
that's smart.
And you ignore
that's
it smart. Too much. It's my arrow.
I really like my little triangle, but unfortunately tomorrow it has to go because my boyfriend's coming back.
I've been
do you prefer wax, shave?
Pink.
I prefer wax. Before I started doing porn, I used to get a wax, but now that I have to fucking shave it every fucking 2 days.
Yeah, because it, you know, grows back, and then when there's a stubble, that's, yeah, I can't stand that.
I learned the hard way to shave with the grain, because when you shave against it, you get all these bumps, and if you're performing every day, and you're in front of the camera every day, you can't have stubbles,
right. And, then
and you can't have red
irritated
marks,
irritated
because
then
everybody thinks that you have
burn.
Herpes, and so I've figured out, like, this science to maintaining your pubic hair.
Please update me because I hate updates.
Okay, do you want to hear the Ash Hollywood science?
Yes.
All right. So when I shave, I use like a sensitive skin shaving cream because I have sensitive skin, like Aveeno, anywhere. You can even use hair conditioner if you want because it's nurturing to the skin. And I shave with the grain. I usually use a guy's disposable razor, and I don't use my razors more than like 2-3 times on my pussy. after they're a little too worn down for my pussy, I move to other areas of my body, like legs or armpits. Yes, I have multiple razors. I'm that OCD. And then after I'm done shaving, I use a diaper rash ointment on all the like the sensitive parts that I've shaved because it
That's
gets rid
I
of
do.
The rash.
Like Sudocrem.
Yeah. Well, we use Desitin here is what we have available. Or, I mean, you can use vitamin E oil, but I've found that on hot summer days in California, that's more irritating than it is helping.
Right.
I heard once somebody
some
saying
some people actually use deodorant too.
I was gonna say somebody once told me they use Preparation H.
Yeah.
Really?
I've
well, because
that.
It takes away the redness.
Exactly. And, this, and this, any swelling.
Because I shaved mine.
For the
morning.
Longest time, I used to
How's
use a mixture of hydrogen peroxide and crushed up aspirin with just
I
a cotton
like
ball.
That.
Because that's actually the best for you. But Desitin's quick and easy, and it's you get
so,
the non-greasy
yeah, you
formula.
You have like a whole like process.
I have
it's
a
like
whole
ha-
process, and I have
process.
To. And if I don't, I'll get an ingrown hair, or I'll get like a nasty little bump or whatever else. And when you have a camera 2 inches from your vagina half your life, I feel like you can't have those.
I've seen so many movies where I'm like, Jesus Christ, my fucking shaving rash. It looks like I've got herpes all up my butt.
But it's HD doesn't help.
don't know, when it's HD, 3D, none of that helps.
I love HD on my face as well. It's like, hey, acne, close up, that's hot.
Hey, you've been partying too much, look at your face.
And it's like when your makeup starts caking and it's like oh, you can see where the different colors of the foundation in your skin is, and it's like you'll get like eating pussy and it's like getting all like smudged.
Oh no, my favorite is mid scene when you're making out with the guy and you look at him and he's got this like makeup spot
and
from
he's
his
got, like,
nose
orange
down,
yeah, and like orange foundation.
Oh, he looks like weird and like powdered. He looks like he has a skin disease. I just leave it.
That's
I don't even
so
try to
sexy.
Rub it off them.
I like it. No, I like it when they get like bits of like your eyeliner on their nose. Like
so
little,
so
little
when you're so obviously like you put makeup on your face for every scene, but have you ever put makeup down below?
Yes.
And like all over your body? Because I always wondered, like, when I watch porn, I've noticed that the girls' bodies are spotless. Like, I don't see any pimples anywhere on their body or anything.
I actually, this is really funny. I used to not do this because I'm a tomboy. I have bruises everywhere. Like, if you can't see, you can see half
and
a dozen
marks
on me now. And bite marks. Thanks, Lexi Bell. And so there's so many scenes where they don't want to see that. And so it's up to the model's own discretion to bring makeup. And there are people that will turn you away for jobs. Like, you'll show up and they'll go, no, you have too many bruises. You have to leave. And when you drive from, you know, if you drive for an hour to the shoot, you don't want to be turned down. So a lot of girls wear the Sally Hansen spray makeup, you know, like the leg spray, and they'll spray that on all over. Or, you know, a lot of girls tan, use bronzing lotion. We do a lot to make our skin look even because a lot of us are covered in bruises.
Yeah. And it's like, especially if we're getting thrown around and like on our knees and, you know, during a scene, especially like I bruise like a fucking peach and I'm so pale that they come up straight away and it's really obvious. And the last thing I want to do, there's a company called Abby Winters and they like are notorious for turning girls away. Just like
I've heard of them for that.
And they don't Photoshop and they don't let you wear makeup. Like you're
so what can you so
you basically
just like can't have your body touch anything.
Yeah,
like you can't have bruises.
Like the first time I shot for them, I nearly had a nervous breakdown on the plane on the way over there because I realized I had like 3 spots on my cheek.
Oh my god!
And I was like, oh, see, I'm going all the way here.
I like bruises and cuts.
Yeah,
and scars.
I do you're too.
That's why I love coming to Julieland and running away here because I don't have to do all those little things. It makes me feel I'm so like, good.
He likes herpy vaginas.
yeah, he does.
Yeah, I like it all.
Because I mean, there have been movies like I don't see any marks, I don't see anything, and so I don't know if that goes hand in hand with like having a really clean shaved pussy. But I know, you know, Bobby Starr, she lets that grow. She has.
It's become a new thing for girls to go more natural because that's what people are wanting to see again.
Before it was like
but
for a while.
It's like having the difference between long and short hair, tan and untan. Like everybody's going to have their preferences,
right.
But it is starting to come back. And I think that has a little bit to do with American porn going a little bit more international too, because we're also trying to go a more international route. We have American girls going and shooting in Europe and everything like that. And so it's, again, going back to opening our market.
Yeah. And do you think that there's some sort of double standard where women have to shave and they have to keep it trimmed and groomed, whereas with
men... Are you kidding me?
It's like fucking,
the men in porn bother the makeup artist more than the girls do. They're like, oh my God, I have this spot. Can you cover this spot for me? Oh, wait, I have this little piece. Can you cover that for me? Like, the guys are the fucking worst. They probably bother the makeup artist more in an hour than I do. Like, I won't go for touch-ups. I'm like, I look sloppy and messy. Fuck yeah, that's the way that I am.
I know, it's like,
and they're like, no,
you
need to get a touch-up. I'm like, ew, no, I don't. Don't touch
But me. Then I think that's weird that they touch up during a scene because it's like, well, I just looked fucked up and then I'm going to go back to sucking your dick with perfect makeup.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like,
it doesn't really make sense.
It's like,
that's
I don't
all
stop
for the editors,
in sex in my perfect personal life and look in the mirror and go, hold on a second.
Oh, no. The worst, though, is being on a set with a girl who's like, oh, no, wait. I have to touch up.
Like when she's got smudgy lipstick.
Just stop everything. Go
I know.
Fix
it prolongs
back.
Everything. So I'm like, let's just do this now.
No, I was going to say, it's funny, is that when I did my first directing movie, the only movie I directed, in the middle of the scene, I think it was the first scene, or second scene was Justine and Zoe, and they were fucking the shit out of each other, and right in the middle of the scene, like we took like a little break to move a camera, and Justine's face was all messed up, and the makeup artist ran in to go...
Touch her up.
God forbid. She
and
has
I just screamed so
mouth.
Loud. I cut the corner of my eye and I said,
like,
what
no!
the fuck? Don't you dare touch her. You know, I'm like, what? And she was so used to always touching up. And I was like,
oh, I will skip out on a touch up and go take a cigarette break in a minute. I'm like, nope, don't touch me. I got things to do.
Yeah. It just doesn't bother
well,
me.
Well, and also because you have a certain like aesthetic, because you know you love women who have the messed up makeup.
I just like women to be real and messy.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
And as I always like to say, just a hot mess.
I think a lot of what porn is doing is going a more natural route. I mean, there's now a niche for fake boobs. If you have fake boobs, you can't shoot for 50% of companies. And it does open you up to other companies that like big tits.
Yeah.
But everything is starting to go more natural, more girl next door. Even the male talent that they're accepting into the agencies and for work and things like that are, you know, tall, slender, slightly toned, normal, average looking guys. You know, the guys that you'd see out at the bar, that you'd meet in the park walking your dog. They're starting to make everything more aesthetically pleasing to everyone rather than having this ridiculously high fake standard.
Yeah, who, you know, they don't have hair on their bodies. They're always oiled up. I realize men, like, I don't know what it is. They're always shiny on screen. Maybe that just might be
sweating.
Like,
it's from the,
I'm so yeah, shiny.
Let me tell you what, it's from the sweat from the Viagra.
Oh yeah,
must
that's
be.
True.
Yeah,
and they'll get really red. You'll notice if any guy is beet red or
red
sweating,
and
he's taken Viagra.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Or Cialis.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of sad. It's like you're in porn, but yet you can't perform. You
would be surprised how many of their dicks don't work.
Yeah, and especially the guys who do Viagra and Cialis, that's easy. It's the other guys that have to shoot up, or those are the ones you feel sorry for.
Mm-hmm. Where they actually shoot it up into their penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shoot straight into their penis, and they have no choice but to be hard. Like, they will fuck a hole in a wall. It doesn't matter. It's hard, and it's
I forget
there.
What's the stuff called that they use. Do you know that?
I don't remember. Yeah. I just know who uses it.
Exactly.
We're not going to name names. So I guess my next question is, where do you see pubic hair being in like 5 to 10 years? Do you think it'll be more prevalent?
I honestly wonder, because I think it's all gone in waves. I mean, it went from full bush to, you know, people
absolutely
going completely
nothing.
Bare, and everybody's a little bit more health and beauty conscious these days. So I have no idea, but now they're coming out with like pubic hair dye and stuff. I mean, things could get crazy for a little while. No, they have them in multiple colors, pubic hair dye. I really want to dye mine pink. Because when mine gets long enough to trim it, I put it in a mohawk and I want to get pink spikes.
Oh, that's so cute.
Mine's too
if
dark
you
to
show
die.
Up with pink pubic hair, I swear to God, I will die.
You would
yeah,
love
but
me
in
for
like
it.
The best possible way. Like I would yeah. love. Are you kidding? I'd love to see that. Green, blue.
I don't know about green down there.
The American flag, maybe. Red, white, and blue.
I think blue or pink would be funny.
I think pink
multiple
would be cute.
Colors.
I'd
a
want
rainbow,
like a magenta purple. I think that's what I would go for.
Okay. Ooh, purple.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Nice. Well, thank you so much for being here, ladies.
You're very welcome.
And how can we find you? How can we follow you on Twitter or websites?
I am badbentley.com or on Twitter at holdmyhandsdown.
I am at ashgirl.com and you can find me at Ash Hollywood.
And you can follow me, Scarlett Stone. It's Scarlett_Stone. And you can also follow us at Julieland and the blog. So thanks for joining us. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.